offers technical and practical expertise on every aspect of cycling, from comfort bikes to tandems. Most importantly, the Hub specializes in exceptional customer satisfaction. The recently expanded and remodeled Hub is located at 40 West Lockwood in Webster Groves. For more, go to thehubicyclecompany.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
How this is Wayne Newton.
Yes,
a lot of people say, who's singing the dog song? It's Wayne Newton. You can recognize his voice. Let me give you the phone numbers, and first come, first serve. First names on the screen will be the people who get free veterinary advice from one of the best in the biz, Dr. Doug Pernikoff of the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. In fact, he is the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, he and his associates. So here are the numbers. You call us, you get on the screen, and off we go. 314-969-KTRS. The KTRS is 5877, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. As we welcome your pet's best friend, brought to you by Laclede Cab, I might add. Your name of the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, how is everybody?
Good, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
What's new, guys?
I don't know. What's new? Dr. Doug wants to know what's new.
Not a whole lot.
Oh, you're supposed to say everything.
Lots of stuff going on.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do snakes, if you live out in the woods, do snakes get in the attic, or do they all, they usually come in the basement, don't they?
Well, they usually, just because that's the lowest point, but yeah, they can get anywhere and end up anywhere, and
well, there's a reason I'm asking that. I'll get to it later. It's another story for a little later on. You want to take some calls?
I sure do.
Because these lines are all lit up. That's how popular you are, Doctor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
It's
humbling. Let me start with, boom, 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 waiting and holding the longest would be, let me hit the right button, Sam. Sam, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Yeah, Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Good, Sam. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah. AM and the PM.
Yeah. I like the way this guy talks.
Yeah, I just say, sometimes they call me John Wayne.
They do? Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Because you don't sound like John Wayne.
I didn't think so myself.
Okay. What do you got for Dr. Doug?
I raise homing pigeons.
Okay.
Let me turn my volume down a little bit.
Sure.
Okay.
This is the first time I've ever heard a listener tell himself to turn the radio down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was turning
my phone
down.
That's very good.
And I don't know anyone that's trained.
So you and Mike Tyson, he does the homing pigeon thing.
Yeah, and Joanne Worley, actually.
Really?
Yeah, there's quite a few people out there.
Well, hang on a minute here, Sam. Do that again, Tina. You got to be an old codger to know what that means from laughing. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
I have cut down on my birds. I used to have like about 150.
Whoa.
And I'm down to like 20. Mm-hmm. And I've fed them. I've wormed them. You know, I do my antibiotics and everything. And they literally, I've got a couple that they act like they're starving.
Huh.
And I feed them, you know, I feed them real good grain and, you know,
sure,
no cracked corn.
That's for Jimmy. Give Jimmy that cracked corn.
Well, cracked corn gives bird canker and everything, and it's just a filler for when you buy bird seed, you're paying more for cracked corn than you are for anything else.
Right. Are they feeling thin to you, or are they in good condition?
Oh, they look great.
Have you felt them? Where you at? Because, you know, the feathering covers there.
What?
Makes it hard to...
This is starting to go in a bad direction.
Yeah. Have you felt their breast?
Yeah, their peel
bone. Doctor, come on now.
Yeah, they, you know, they look good. They are real nice looking. I haven't had any, you know, deaths or anything like that.
Yeah. But I would, you know, just to be sure, I would have your veterinarian check a couple of random fecal samples, stool samples, to make sure there isn't an underlying parasite problem. But it sounds like they're really healthy, and it might just be, you know, just in your mind, you're focusing more on 20 than you could on 150.
Yeah, when you had 150, you know, you're out there using 2 gallons to 3 gallons of bird seed a day.
Right.
And what you have to do there is you have to overfeed them a little bit, because the more aggressive ones will eat all the good stuff.
Can I jump in here and ask Sam, doctor, a couple of questions?
Sure.
I don't know anything about homing pigeons. Sam, when you say you went from 150 down to 20, that was by choice. Did you sell them, or you can't set them free because they just come back home.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's the bad thing about homing pigeons. You go, okay, get on out of here.
Is that a business, too?
It's like kids, Frank.
So what do you do with these, Sam? What do you do with these? Do you...
Well, you take them, and guys that want to use them for breeders, and they're called prisoners.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I've actually had a bird I bought from a guy to, you know, breed with, and 4 years later I let it out, and in an hour it was back at his house.
So you don't send you don't send messages on their feed, or I mean, you just keep them at home.
Well, no, you fly them and you take them. I do weddings and funerals.
Really?
Oh.
And, you know, different events. I help with this group called Our Compassionate Friends. It's a support group for people that their children have been killed, lost, or, you know, whatever.
So when you say you do weddings, you take them, they fly around the wedding place and they don't go...
And then they fly back to your house?
Yeah. Well, you sell like 2 for $100.
Yeah,
and then they let them go, and then they come back to your house, and then you sell
what a
them
great
again.
What a great deal! You sell them, and then they come back to you. That's a great
wow.
People use pigeons. I thought they used white doves. I didn't know.
Well,
that.
They are white.
Oh.
But people think they're doves, but they're actually homing pigeons.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And you know, I had one I sold 30-something times.
Wow.
$50.
Good for you, man.
What a racket.
Yeah, it's great. It's like that, you know, when you go to the vending machine and you put a string on your coin and you drop it in.
Yeah. We were just talking about
it. It's like selling a car and the car drives itself back to your house.
Yeah.
Good deal. Sam, did the doctor answer your question?
Yeah, I think I'll check on that. But I would. Like I said, I've wormed them and I've done everything. I've been doing this for over 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Sam, thank you.
That sounds neat.
Thank you for the call.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. We need to talk about this just for a second. Dr. Doug.
Yes.
What is the deal there? You have these pigeons, and you go to a wedding, and they go, and I now pronounce you man and wife. And these things fly up, and then they just go back to this guy's house?
Yeah, and he's smart. And
wow.
The people don't care, because what?
They don't want them. They just want the look.
The event, right?
And pictures.
Yeah.
And the video of the two white pigeons that they think. I like the fact that they think they're doves.
Yeah.
But they're really
pigeons.
That's
what I say. My kids keep coming back home, too, so I don't know. Maybe they're homing pigeons.
Homing kids.
But if he sells any of the pigeons to someone else that's in the business...
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, because then they're just going to keep coming back to him.
Well, that's what he said. He sold the same one 30 times.
Well, that was to an event.
But how would that work if I go, hey, I'd like to have a homing pigeon.
Doesn't
if I buy it, I let it go, isn't that going to go to the previous owner's house?
Doesn't sound very ethical.
No, I don't get how that works. Let's talk to John. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, John.
AM and PM.
Hallelujah.
I got kind of a cat problem and a problem solver problem. I've been married for 34 years. I hate cats.
Yeah.
But my wife has insisted on having a cat.
Okay.
So how long has she had a cat the whole time you've been married?
It's almost.
Uh-huh.
The first cat I got when it was pregnant with kittens.
And you hate cats.
And I hate cats.
Yet for the entire time of your marriage, your wife has been obviously in control and has worn the pants, and you've had cats anyway, despite your objection. You're cat whipped.
You're not cheering me up here, Frank.
No, you are cat whipped.
I'm cat whipped. So,
go ahead, John.
But here's my cat question. My first cat we had, it was a vicious cat that finally got run over by a car, and I felt pretty good about that.
Your car, was it?
No, but it was ironic. I live on a one-way street, and the cat was so used to running out, it would always look just one way, and a car came the wrong way and ran over it.
All
right.
So I thought, well, that's the end of the cats. Well, then I got two more cats.
Oh, wow.
So we had two cats for a while, and they were better than that one, but one of them finally died. Now I'm down to one cat.
You're almost there, buddy.
I'm right on the verge, and here's my problem, my crisis. I've had two litter box, because the cat that just died would throw up all the time.
Oh, boy.
So we got, anyway, the thing finally died.
Anyway.
That problem solved.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So now this cat I got now, it has two litter boxes.
Uh-huh.
And every time it needs to take a dump, it does it right in front of the washer and dryer.
It was there a
so
little
I just
there
haven't, he hasn't broken me to the point where, you know, I'm now, before I get near the washer and dryer, I got to stop and look around and see what's waiting for me. And
you know,
I'm
there's
like,
a couple
maybe
of
there's
products
a solution there. Outside of just taking a cat for a car ride. I don't
yeah.
know.
Well, there are solutions. There's a product called Cat Attract, which is a catnip product that you can put right into the litter box, and it draws them right into there. It's very effective, okay? Mm-hmm. Then there are products called Feel Away, some of these hormone deterrent products that you can put on sites where you don't want them to be having accidents, so that's an option as well. And I think it's a solvable problem, but the history of your cats disappearing or coming down with stuff, boy, I'm surprised.
John, you know,
the
good news here is the cat, like if you're in your socks and you step in cat poop, you're right there at the washer. The
yeah.
cat's kind of doing you a favor.
Yeah,
take your sock off, throw it right in the washer.
Yeah, then I take my sock off, and then I step on my bare foot.
I think you can try those products, and I think you can get a resolution, really.
I've been thinking about just using his litter box on him just to
yeah, make sure you cover it up good.
Yeah.
Hey, I love my wife, so I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Well, you must. Oh, thank you, John.
All right, thank you.
You know, I hear these stories of married people where the woman tells a guy, I can't imagine.
You know, it's so foreign to me. Yeah.
I can't imagine my wife telling me to do anything. That's just,
yeah.
I'm trying to absorb that.
Brother.
Wow. Let's talk to, let me see if I get this right. Debbie. Debbie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Deb.
Oh, yeah.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Debbie, you know, you sound sultry. Very sensuous sort of.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Doctor, could you leave us alone for a second?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
What do you need there, Debbie?
Well, about a month ago, we adopted a mixed breed dog, but she's mostly blue tick coonhound.
Uh-huh.
And having a little problem, she's in a fenced-in yard that's about 3/4 acre.
Mm-hmm.
We take a walk twice a day. It's about...
Hello?
Uh-oh.
What the heck?
Debbie?
What happened?
What happened to the dog?
Well, we have to get Debbie back.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait,
no,
there you
Debbie,
are.
You're there.
Oh, okay.
You're back.
Okay, oh,
you take a walk
that.
Twice a day. When
okay. Well, mostly in the heat of the day, when she's in the backyard, back by the patio, she chases bugs, and she gets so worked up, and she won't quit. It's like she's focused on these bugs. She's almost kind of demented about the things.
Bugs?
Yes.
What do you mean, like flying bugs?
Little butterflies. Yeah, anything that's flying.
Well, it sounds to me like she's just kind of entertaining herself, but if she's really getting that kind of drawn out and stressed, especially in heat, we want to be careful about heat prostration.
Right.
So I would say that it might be logical to try and put this dog in someplace where he can't have that access for that length of time. So give him a little bit of time out and then take it.
Okay. Well, and that's what we've been doing, but I didn't know if there was something else, you know, we could try if she needs more activity.
Well, it sounds like she's looking for something to do, and if you guys are busy, then you're going to have to find something for her to do on her own, and she's figured it out, but it seems to be a concern
well,
for her.
Well, in the heat of the day, you know, it's
that's
hard
concerning.
To
yeah.
find a lot of things for her to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, be careful with the heat.
Yeah,
okay.
Debbie, how old are you, can I ask?
I am 59.
My favorite age.
Yeah.
Favorite age. Well, you are a sexy-sounding woman, I'll tell you that.
Ooh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Debbie, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye, Deb.
That made my day. Let's take one more here at least. That would be...
Okie-dokie.
Leonard, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Leonard. How are you?
Fine. I just have a question. I have a cat. It's going to be 12 years old. And I'd say in the last 4 years... It every once in a while, not every day, it yells real loud like it's in pain or it wants attention or something, and I comfort him, I say it's okay. And
is it just a one-time
really,
episode? I mean, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, scream out,
maybe
that's it?
Right, like in the afternoon.
Yeah. Boy, I would definitely have that cat looked at, especially at 12 years of age, and make sure there isn't something that's orthopedically painful or something else. You may be missing some of the other episodes where it's doing this, and it might be more chronic than you realize. But I think it's worth looking into and having a good physical examination. Might want to do an X-ray and make sure there isn't a physical abnormality. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, be good.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, Leonard.
Yeah.
Why did you tell him to be good?
He sounded like he needed someone to say that.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Did he?
Oh,
well,
goodness,
you know, he sounded a little bit like one of those voice enhancer things where they say, leave $50,000 in a shoebox by the bridge.
I'm trying to help him out.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a very nice guy. Yeah. Maybe he's just got a bad phone. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're wrapping it up right here.
Okay.
I think. How do you follow Leonard? I mean, for goodness sakes. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. We'll do this again next week. Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Bye-bye. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Your pet's best friend. Courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. I'm not making fun of Leonard. I'm just saying that if he called me and said, leave $50,000, I'd pay serious attention.
It puts the lotion on the skin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Yeah, we're going to hell.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about
you
it.
You guys are.
Well, you're going too. You are going with us. Yes,
yeah.
You are. I'm not going without you.
You're laughing with us.
Right
no,
now.
I'm not. I'm laughing.
What? Oh, boy, do I have time. No, I'll save this. We'll take a break and we come back. I'll tell you my good service story this morning. I was stunned by how good the service was. If you like wine, good wine, and you know anything about wine. See, I don't know anything about wine. Here's the beautiful thing about Chandler Hill. The people who go to Chandler Hill, there are two kinds of people who love to go to Chandler Hill. The people who know a lot about wine and people who don't know a lot about wine. That's pretty much everybody. Because if you're new to wine and you only know that you don't like real dry wine, that's about the extent of my wine preference. I don't like real dry. That's about all I know how to say. I think I like most red over white. But I've had some white that I liked, and that's pretty generic. Usually very expensive wine doesn't taste good to me, especially if I think I'm going to be buying it. Then it tastes really bad.
Yeah.
So Chandler Hill Vineyards, which I might add is only 15 minutes past Chesterfield Valley. For you people, it's just off Highway 94. So for you folks who think of, you know, these wineries, and some of them are way out there. Mm-hmm. You got to really, you know, go out of your way. No, this is the closest one to St. Louis County, and it's right, I mean, minutes from 94 and 40. And I will be so bold as to say probably the most beautiful winery. I haven't been to all of them, but from what people have told me, there's really not much that compares to Chandler Hill. Not to mention the fact they're open year-round. Most of these places close after fall, but Chandler Hill doesn't. They have a website that I want you to go to, because on their website, it'll tell you who's going to be entertaining out there, what special private events are out there, everything you need to know, directions. And let me tell you something else. If you think of most of these wineries as a place to go have some wine and some cheese and crackers, and that's about it, then you haven't That's right, Rad Boy. Then you haven't been to Chandler Hill, because the menu for lunch or dinner at Chandler Hill is superb. I mean, they have some people who know how to prepare some terrific meals to complement that wine. Or maybe it's the wine complementing the meal. Either way, this is a place that I don't think anybody else can come close to matching when it comes to that vineyard experience that's in a lot of ways very much like being in Napa Valley. Because I've been to Napa Valley. And you sit out on that balcony and you overlook the vineyards, and if the weather's lousy, then you go inside to probably the largest tasting room in this part of the country. It's Chandler Hill Vineyards. The website is as easy as the name of the place, ChandlerHillVineyards.com. That's ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
Yeah.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it look, Tim?
Now, Tita, we do have some incidents on the highways right now. Just came over the scanner, southbound 270, just before Dorset. We've got a report of a sick case, and there is lane blockage as the ambulance is on the scene there. Southbound 270 is already stopped to go from Olive down to Doherty Ferry. We have a vehicle fire on southbound 55 near Highway Z. That's got one lane open, three lanes blocked, quite a bit of a backup there. They're doing bridge inspection work on the westbound 270 side of the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Only one lane is open, so traffic is backed up now, well approaching Highway 203. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. End the day on a high note with a strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad from St. Louis Bread Company. It's topped with strawberries, blueberries, pineapple, and tender chicken drizzled with poppy seed dressing. Try one today at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wow, Mr. Shannon, the Cardinals are world champions again.
For the 11th time.
Man, that is huge.
Don't you mean giant?
Well, it's huge and giant, just like the patio at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Giant patio?
Giant patio, coldest beer in town, and live music 5 days a week.
Well, what do you do on the other 2 days?
I gotta rest.
Rest? The big boy only took 1 day of rest. You need two? Well, that's Fast Eddie's, so if you're 21 and in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's in Alton, Illinois. Take a rest.
take a rest.
There's no rest for Fast Eddie. First he bought a street for the giant outdoor patio, and now he owns a lawn. A giant lawn at that. It's the Fast Eddie's Bon Air Lawn at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Check out Fast Eddie's Bon Air Lawn during your next concert visit. And don't forget to check out the coldest beer in town and the 99-cent Fat Eddie Burger at Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois.
What's next for Fast Eddie? Maybe he'll buy the moon.
The Fast Eddie's moon does have a nice ring to it. So head to Fast Eddie's, and if you're 21 and in the moon, I mean mood, we'll see you there.
How much time does it take each day to keep your skin looking beautiful? 1 hour? 30 minutes? 10 minutes? What if the best answer was to sleep on it? Announcing a unique breakthrough in skin science that can help reduce the signs of aging and the time you spend on your morning beauty routine while you sleep. It's called the Good Night Duo. Two doctor-formulated products that work together to enhance your skin's nighttime restorative cycle, visibly reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, leaving you with younger-looking skin. Call now to try it risk-free. 1-800-400-3181. Developed by Dr. Aaron Tabor, this unique duo is the complete skin rejuvenator, nourishing and restoring inside and out while you're fast asleep. The Good Night Duo, formulated following the highest safe beauty standards, is in limited supply. Get your risk-free trial of the Good Night Duo now by calling 1-800-400-3181. If lines are busy, please try again. 1-800-400-3181. That's 1-800-400-3181.
It moves you, even when it's standing still. It's a destination, even if you're going no place at all. It will catch your eye, steal your heart, and provide years of supreme pleasure and enjoyment. It enables you to escape, relax, and unwind. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. And that kind of thinking guides Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats, all with the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. Set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Are you a man concerned with your prostate health? Is it beginning to affect your sleep at night? Your partner's sleep?
Every time he would get up, I would get up. Then when he tried Super Beta, I was able to sleep all night, get restful, get up in the morning, be wide awake, and ready to go.
Super Beta Prostate, our best-selling supplement to support prostate health, is made with an all-natural ingredient, clinically shown to support healthy urine flow and reduce the urge to wake at night. And right now, we want to send you a free bottle. Just call 1-800-700-4889. All you pay is shipping and handling.
Now I sleep through the night. I was so happy that I wasn't disturbing my wife any longer that she started treating me better, actually. So thank you, Super Beta Prostate. You've made a tremendous difference in my life and my wife's life.
Again, for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, just call 1-800-700-4889. That's 1-800-700-4889. 1-800-700-4889.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. SageToday.com/50.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists. Your personal florist since 1883.
Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
You know that it would be untrue.
The door.
You know that I would be a liar.
I heard just a little bit of the Kathy Lee Gifford conversation with Martin Short about his wife. And I have to tell you that I know people want to make fun of Kathy Lee Gifford. Martin Short actually, I think, created the problem by answering her. As if you don't know the story, Short's wife died a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And Kathy Lee's going, oh, your wife, you and your wife are so happy, and what's the secret? And he says, well, you know, the secret is we make each other laugh. He should have said, hey, Kathy Lee, my wife is dead.
Yeah, but
he answered as
pro,
if...
He's a pro, though, I think. I mean, I think
he was trying to keep her from looking like an idiot.
Right.
I wish he hadn't. I wish he had said, well, the secret to our marriage, when we were married, of course, she's been dead for 2 years, and just really just shut her down. But he didn't, and so you're right. He probably did the right thing. Now, I like to come on and gripe and tell horrible stories about bad service, and I can't do it today because of what happened. Actually, starting last night, my daughter lives in our house now for a while because she works out of St. Louis, so she can save a little money by living at home. Why get a place if she's working, you know, based in St. Louis? She doesn't have. We have a dish service. I won't name which one, but we have a satellite dish, and her room doesn't have a receiver. And to have a receiver, you have to have cable running from the dish to the room, to the receiver. And so she wanted her own TV, and yes, she should have that. Now the first stunning thing that happened was I called this satellite dish 800 number last night about 7:30, and I get a guy in Mexico, because I ask him, where are you? And he said, I'm in Mexico. I said, well, at least it's not Philippines or India for a change. It's Mexico. It's a different, a little bit different. And he said, what is it you need? And I said, we need another receiver, an upgrade. They call it an upgrade. You add a receiver. And all the programming comes from the same dish, but you add a receiver, which means you got to add the line and all this stuff. he said, all right, he said, let's schedule an appointment. Now, every other time I've done this, you're looking at 3 to 5 days. This is 7:30 last night. He said, how about tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock?
Wow.
Ooh.
I thought, what? He said, 8 to noon. And I said, okay, that's as big a window as they won't make if you a smaller window. I said, okay, 8 to noon, I will do that. I said, now, if I could, I'd like to request the earlier the better. The closer to 8 o'clock, the better. And they said, we'll see what we can do. Now, this is 7:30 last night. My phone rings this morning at 8:30. It's this guy, nicest guy. He says, I just want you to know I'm 10 minutes away. He comes to the house, one guy. He gets out. He says, what do we got here? I took him upstairs to her room. And I said, here's the TV. Her brothers gave her a TV for a birthday. So now we just need service. I said, I need a receiver here. He said, well, where is your whatever it is, junction box or whatever from the satellite dish? I said, I don't have a clue. I don't know anything about anything. So he goes down in the basement and finds it. Now, the house is kind of a long house, and it's a two-story house, but the thing he needs to go from is actually in the basement. So he has to come from the far end of the basement through two floors to the opposite end, as far to the opposite end of the house as you can get up to the upstairs. I mean, diagonally, corner to corner of the house. And when he went down and found where he had to work from, I said, I knew this was going to happen. Nothing's ever easy. I said, we're going to have to make another appointment, aren't we? And you're going to have to bring somebody else out here to help you with this. And he said, no. He said, this is not exactly the easiest job I've had, but I've had harder. We'll get this done. I said, by yourself? He said, yeah. And I said, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I know exactly what's going to happen here. He's going to get to a certain point and go, man, you know what? We're going to have to set up. I got to call someone. No, this guy ran this coax from the basement diagonally up the outside into the attic, got up in the attic, crossed the beams and the insulation and the whole deal all the way over to her room. But get this part. When you drop coax down a wall, imagine the wall in her room that her bed faces. Okay. You got to punch through. You've got to drop this cord down. And I remember the old days, people, coat hangers. That,
right.
You know how they do it now? This is unbelievable. He has a picture, a miniature paint roller, like a real small roller, but it's the most powerful magnet you've ever seen in your life. He runs this coax with a metal end up in the attic and just dangles it just the top part of the wall, takes from inside her bedroom, touches this roller,
and
that'll
drag the cord,
and it pulls the coax down the wall right to the hole he's cut. It was unbelievable. He put this beautiful plate on. He says, you know, this dish is not exactly perfectly pointed. I said, our picture in the rest of the house is crystal clear. He said, not good enough. It should be even better. He got back up on the roof and just, I mean, a microscopic adjustment of the dish. And he came back down and checked the signal strength, and it went from 60 to 98.
Wow.
And I said, I would never have even known the difference. He said, well, you may not see it in the picture, but when heavy clouds come, he says, do you lose it sometime in a rainstorm? I said, yeah. He said, well, that shouldn't happen anymore. This guy was unbelievable. But here's another great part of what happened. When he went up in the attic, he came right down, and he said, can I speak with you privately? My wife and daughter were home.
Mm-hmm.
We go up to the front of the house, and he said, when was the last time anybody was in your attic? And he's kind of pale. Now, I thought, there's a dead body.
Oh, yeah.
In our, somebody murdered somebody, and we didn't know it. I said, well, it's been a while. Why? He said, there are snakes in your attic.
Oh.
Snakes?
Holy
multiple snakes.
Tina's reaction, and my daughter heard it.
Oh.
He was speaking. He didn't know. She's right around the corner. She says, "What?" And I said, "Nothing. Go back. Go back." No, she said, "Did he say snakes?" This is right above her.
Her room.
In the attic.
How in the world?
And he said, "You want to go up there with me?" He said, "I got to tell you, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've never seen snakes in the attic." I said, "Come on, man." I said, "Seriously?" He said, "I don't know if they're up there crawling around, but there are skins, snake skins." So I get up there. I'm trying to act brave. I said, let me take a look. So I climb up in the attic with a flashlight, and sure enough, here are these little snake skins, but no live snakes. He said, "In 10 years, I've never seen snake skin in an attic." So I call our exterminator. Get this. You know what the exterminator said? "There's no snakes in your attic. Mice will take," because the snake skins were in strips, "mice will take
nesting
and make net, use them for nesting material." He said, "So what happens is I live in the woods. Sure, there's snakes in the woods. They'll grab little pieces of snake skin, get up into the attic, and use them for nesting." He said, "No, it's not a big
honey,
deal.
We just have mice, not snakes."
It's okay.
Well, if you look, I got news for you. If you live in the woods, you're going to have mice. Yeah, we've always had mice, but you know, and then we're going to do something to try to keep the mice. But it's not like there were a bunch of dead mice up there, or living mice. I saw one mouse up there, and it was dead. And the exterminator said, "Forget it. Let it just decay." They just decay and basically turn to powder. They just sort of dry up, and it's no big deal. But I'm telling you, for a second, I didn't see snakes on a plane, but I had a vision of like Indiana Jones and that
bunch from dropping down on your face while you're sleeping.
Like I was going to go up in the attic and a snake was going to fall on me or something from the rafters. This guy, and he said, "I said, are you not going to do this job because you think there's snakes up there?" He says, no, "I'm doing this job. We're going to get this line run." Now there were. In the asbestos, that blown-in asbestos, there were holes, like burrowing holes. And he said to me, he said, "Snake holes." Well, the exterminator said, "No, a mouse will do that. A mouse will run through and punch holes in that." So no snakes in the attic. It was just one of those creepy... I'm telling you, when he said, "When's the last time?" I thought there's a dead body. Some dead corpse is laying up in our attic.
I would never go up in the attic. I don't care.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
No, it really is. And here's the other creepy thing. There's all this blown-in insulation. If you don't know where you're stepping and where the studs are, you're coming through the ceiling. Because I'm heavy. I'll come right down through the ceiling to the floor below. This guy's dancing around up there like a circus act. I mean, he knew. He was fantastic. And I'm a big tipper. I like being a big tipper. So I gave this guy $50, and I said, take your wife to dinner. I said, you did a great job. And I called his boss. That's the other thing I always do. I said, I want your boss's name. And I called his office and his boss, and I said, this guy was unbelievable. But whoever invented that magnetic roller.
Oh, that's awesome.
To run line on the other side of the drywall is a genius. I watched him do it, and I couldn't believe what I was looking at. He just took the cable, coax, hung it over a rafter, let it dangle, and when he touched that roller to the wall, it sucked against the other side of the drywall. He pulled it right down to the hole he'd cut out. So there's our almost snakes in the attic story. I have to do a quick bit of business here. Schaefer Auto Body. I love it when companies have a website that is easy, meaning if you can remember their name, you can remember their website, SchaeferAutoBody.com. It's easy. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. There are 7 locations. And about the best thing I can tell you about Schaefer's work is that when you get your vehicle back, car, truck, SUV, crossover, remember a time when there were just cars and trucks?
Yeah.
Now there's cars, trucks, SUVs, APVs, there are crossovers. There are that avalanche Escalade type thing that's not really a truck and it's not really a, it's whatever it is. So you got all these things. Whatever it is, whoever made it, however old it is, there was a time in the auto body business when if you had a new vehicle and you wrecked it, ooh, you're lucky because the paint's going to match. New paint, replacing new paint. But if it were 4, 5, 6 years old and has oxidation, oh my goodness, you got a brand new looking door and the rest of your car looks 5 years old. Those days are over at places like Schaefer. Schaefer is not about to have any vehicle released from their premises where everything doesn't look like nothing ever happened. And when you can't tell where the work started and ended, that is great body work. And then the fact that they go so far above and beyond just that with the service to help you get a rental car if you need it, to pick up your car if it has to be picked up, to take you to get the rental car if they have to, or to return it if they have to deal with all the insurance stuff for you so that all you really have to do is call Schaefer and say, I've had an accident. They just take it from there, and they will. Schaefer, Auto Body Centers.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland Eat airborne traffic. How are things looking now, Tim?
Gina, they're still working with that vehicle fire on southbound 55 that's down around Highway Z, and they had the highway shut down at last check. The traffic was backed up approaching Imperial Main. We were looking at westbound 70. You've got stop-and-go traffic from approaching Zumbel out to T.R. Hughes. Downtown, westbound 5570 coming into St. Louis is jammed from about 4th Street, maybe a little west of 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40, that is heavy now between Union Station and the Poplar. Northbound 55, that was backed up to the ramp of Highway 44. This traffic report brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte, the uncompromising compact. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiasaintlouis.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When storms rain down on the Midwest.
Breaking news here on the Big 550 KTRS with this weather alert. Here's News Director Victoria Babu.
Metro St. Louis turns to KTRS.
There is a tornado warning now issued for Muirland Heights. I've got reports of sirens going off in the St. Louis City area. Hail is falling downtown.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Garden View Care Centers do a lot to make sure the families and friends of their residents and the general public understand Alzheimer's and dementia. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. There are 3 Garden View Care Centers, and they're hosting author Jolene Bracke in 3 seminars entitled Creating Moments of Joy. These 2-hour seminars are free and open to anyone who wants to attend. The first 50 people who attend receive a free gift of Jolene Bracke's book, Creating Moments of Joy. Now, in the book, as well as the seminars, Jolene explains what Alzheimer's and dementia really are, how to help someone who has memory loss, and how to handle those typical hard-to-handle situations. It's very practical, and there's a seminar at each of the Garden View locations from May 31st to June 2nd. Pick a date and bring a friend. Call for a reservation, 636-449-7575, and find out more online at gvcc.com. Jolene Bracke and her seminars at Garden View Care Centers or gvcc.com.
There's a big red barn where you save green. Norm's Barn and Barn. On discount windows, doors, and things. Norm's Barn and Barn. Norm's Barn and Barn.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn in Shallow, Illinois, and now open in Fenton at Gravois Bluffs. Visit normsbargainbarn.com.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldstlouis.com.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpris and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Bill, we're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm not used to doing the radio show with the a little dog staring at me while I'm doing my...
And how old is that dog? How old is that dog?
He's a year old.
That's 7 years.
So I have a seven-year-old stare at me. That's a little, little bizarre.
That's right.
We'll get through it. Kim Kardashian claims that a British Airways employee went through her luggage and stole some things that were sentimental and not replaceable. No word yet on what Kim's sentimental and irreplaceable items were, but I think we can rule out a husband.
Oh, yeah.
And on ABC's This Week, conservative political commentator George Will called Donald Trump a bloviating ignoramus.
Whoa.
Yeah. Then he immediately apologized to all bloviating ignoramuses. So sad. And John Edwards faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted of campaign finance charges. Trying to look at the bright side, though. He said 30 years in prison is still better than what he almost got, 4 years as vice president.
Oh. Oh, man.
And finally,
yeah, we're still on the air.
Yeah.
You like that one, Odie? You like that one, buddy?
Okay, it's like Mike Evans.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, man, maybe I better stop that.
Yeah,
John Edwards isn't really too concerned about going to jail. Even if he's sentenced to 30 years, he'll still be out just in time to see the last game of the 2012 NHL season.
Oh, long time.
Just keeps going and going. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, our official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you later.
So what do you think, Edwards? Is he going to jail for 30 years?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. The liberation thing's taken way too long. I think that's a sign in his favor. I know nothing about the court system or the law. I just think that's a good sign. Because if it's a slam dunk, you're done for. They come back usually pretty quickly. Stick around. We have another great cannibal joke, and there aren't too many of those. So savor it. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.